Greg McFarlane is with us now from Gosford. Morning to you, Greg.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning, Greg.
Yeah, good to talk to you, mate. Was it a case of a heavy track with Super Tycoon?
Yeah, look, I was actually leaning towards a 1600 next week at Randwick anyway. Look, he doesn't mind a heavy track, but I just would prefer a soft track for him at the moment. So the more the mile next week, probably the more up to go.
Just on Super Tycoon for next week, Greg, how's he coming up? You've spaced his three runs this prep off a very, very long break, nearly 2 years out. Is he just that ring rust out of him now?
Yeah, he's showing me enough in his work. He's showing me signs of his old self in his work. He's just not quite delivering on a race day. And sometimes you find they need a racing preparation before they can kick back into gear again. So I'm likely to give him this one more run and tip him out for a short spell and bring him back next winter.
Fair enough, yeah. Well, a horse who has kicked into gear for you is Catesby. Recent stable addition for you, Greg. Two starts for you, two terrific placings. He's been up on speed and beaten narrowly both times. And I guess the one question today, or two questions, is the heavy track and getting out to the 1400.
The way he runs, I don't see a lot of speed in the race where it is, though, particularly jumping out of the chute. But the 1400 should be okay for him. It's more the heavy track. I don't know enough about him yet on a heavy track.
Yep.
A soft track would be fine. But heavy track, you don't really know until they've been tested in it, really. So obviously today will give us a pretty good indication. But if he does handle it with the weight, he's going to be very
Yeah, well, Jeannie Duggan can claim two. She can claim that full two at 53 to take Catesby under 51, Greg?
Yes, she can.
And she rode the horse two starts back when he was a very close third to Sweet Deal and News Fan. Does she ride a bit of track work for you, Greg?
She does. Jenny rides a lot of track work for me. And, I mean, she rode him. I can't knock her ride at all. She rode him a treat first up, and it was just unfortunate. She was in Brisbane last start when he went around again, but she knows him very well. He is a strong horse, but she knows him well, and it's always a big advantage if you've got a jockey who knows the horse.
Exactly. Well, you've rewarded Jenny with the ride on Dissolute in the last. Now, he's coming off an indifferent effort at Rose Hill last start, but there were genuine excuses for that failure, Greg.
It certainly was. I mean, he obviously pulled up with cardiac arrhythmia quite often. You can find horses bounce back from cardiac arrhythmia and they perform well and they can come out and win. And on his work, I just can't work. I can't knock his work. He's been travelling tremendous. And, I'm pretty confident he will handle a heavy track. And being out from barrier 14 today, the last race of the day, be right up and going.
Exactly. And you gave him a nice easy trial at Hawkesville when he came from off speed and he just cruised to the line, laid out wide.
Yeah, I just said to one owner, just treat it as a track gallop, you know, just look after him and just give him a little bit of a squeeze, keep him on the bridle last early. And, you know, he showed some nice ability in that trial. And he's come on since then as well too, so he should be sort of there about today.
Two good chances to say. Greg, just a quick one, an update on Golden Tycoon, who we only saw twice earlier this year. He went on debut at Canterbury late as a two-year-old and was a terrific third in the Rosebud, beaten in a three-way photo. I know you've got a big opinion of this horse.
Yeah, I've got a massive opinion. It's funny you say that because I'm just watching him gallop past me down the track right now as we speak. But it's his first day back at the track galloping. And, I've got a big opinion. He's come back probably a 50 kilo heavy horse. And he's looking tremendous, even better again. So, obviously, I've set him up for February, March, April for the group races. And hopefully he'll deliver what I expect of him.
You know, he's a talent. He ran that close third in the Rosebud on his second start and was only beaten right on the line. So he's a lot of upside with Golden Tycoon. Hey, Greg, thanks for joining us this morning and best of luck with Catesby and Dissolute today.
Thank you, Ray. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Bye-bye.